Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Who are you?
I'm Chris Daly.
Oh, it's Chris Daly. It's Andrew.
Oh, hi, Andy. Hi. Sorry, I had a busy day yesterday, which included an AGM at the end of the night. So, I didn't get back home till late, so I had to sleep in today. How's things?
Not bad. I've been getting more information about the whereabouts of children or former children, children I was in care with more recently.
Yeah.
So do you remember anything else about Craigie Lee?
Craigie Lee?
Yeah, you told me you were in there.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. I think I was in Craigie Lee. Was that a residential school?
No, it was a children's home.
Huh?
Yeah, Craigie Lee, you've already told me that you were in Craigie Lee, and then you said your brother was there.
Andy, I was in countless children's homes. The longest stay was Nazareth House, Aberdeen, which is the one that I have most memories of. However, when you say Craigie Lee, it certainly sounds like one of the homes that I was in. If you check the social work files, which I've got, and have a look at that, but I'm pretty convinced that Craigie Lee was one of the ones that we were in.
Well, Craigie Lee is the opposite end of Union Street. It's about maybe 5-10 minutes from the bus from Union Street.
Aberdeen?
Yeah, Aberdeen.
I wasn't in Craigie Lee then. No, it sounds similar to one of the homes that we were in, but it would have been, further down near the Glasgow area.
You were in Nazareth House in Aberdeen.
There was only one home in Aberdeen that we were in, and that was Nazareth House, Aberdeen. I was there 74 until 1978. Yeah, I ran away in 78. Aye, so that was the main stay, though. Do you know what I mean? Like all the other ones, we were in for very short periods of time, sometimes only a couple of months or 6 months or so. Yeah.
So, if you were in Nazareth House, wouldn't that put you in the bracket of being from that part of Scotland at the time?
No.
I mean, and the only other place, I mean, mostly the homes tend to keep you within reach of your family.
I'm sorry, I don't quite get where this is going. Are you quizzing me?
Yeah, because I need to know more about the other children I was in care with.
Yeah, but I was placed in Nazareth House, Aberdeen, along with my three of my brothers, the two older ones were in the forces, and my sister. And I was placed there 74 till 78, and there's absolutely no doubt that I was sent there from the area team in Drumchapel, where I came from, to Nazareth House, Aberdeen.
That's strange.
And certainly most, if not all, of the kids who were in Nazareth House in Aberdeen, there weren't any, very few, I don't even remember any that had local connections. They were all from Glasgow and the surrounding area. Certainly most of them were shipped up from Glasgow. From my memory anyway, I can't even remember any one of them that were Aberdonians that were in that home in Aberdeen with me. They were mostly from all different parts of Glasgow. In fact, some of them are still keeping in touch with, and they've came back to Glasgow and kept the Glasgow connection.
So, this home that sounds like Craigie Lee, then, where's that?
Andy, I'm not really quite getting with you. You sound as if you're quizzing me.
I quizzed my own sister about these things because she was in care with me. My sister's memory is damaged as well. But
I don't know that my memory's damaged. There was in that many different homes. Certainly my memory is very, very clear about Nazareth House Aberdeen because I was there for a longer period. But to remember absolutely everything about every home, when you consider that I started to go into children's homes and foster care aged 3 months, then that would be very, very difficult for me. Do you understand? Or anyone to remember that amount of detail about so many.
Well, nobody, I'm not disputing any problems with memories. But you mentioned that you were in Craigielea when we left the appointment with Alison Johnston.
Similar to one of the homes that I was in.
Well, that's fine. The other home in Aboyne, I wasn't in this one. It's near Aberdeen. It's called Craigellaric. Is that familiar?
Yeah. No.
Right. Because no, there's people I was in care with who were in homes I was in and other homes that I wasn't in. But what I'm trying to establish is get as many names as kids and staff who were in care with me and try and get, I said this before, I want corroboration around that even if a kid wasn't in the same home I was in, that kid could easily have been abused by somebody that I was abused with, and it can, even though I've never met the kid, that kid can corroborate that, because I told everybody right from the beginning that a guy from Birmingham who was at my tribunal basically gave me legal advice when he shouldn't have, but he did. He gave me direct legal advice, and it wasn't his job to do that. And he said, essentially, say like this sister Alfonso abused you, right? She abused you, or somebody abused you, right? Now, you and her are the only people present, but then they move her to another home, and I'm at that other home, and she abuses me, and I've never met you, but me and you are saying the same thing. Well, me and you are saying the same thing. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I mean when I say I'm joining the dots. Now, I'm surprised that this hasn't been, that nobody's ventured to do this before.
Do for you if you like, just listening to what you're saying is, I can find out whether or not we can put on the website.
You wouldn't be able to put people's names in that. It would have to be done privately.
I wasn't going to do that. What I was going to do was, I was going to ask for something that we were planning and doing, was building a picture of the number of homes, because currently we only have information about Smilem and Quarriers on our website, and certainly it's part of something that I'm going to do to build on the picture of the Nazareth House homes. And then the other thing would be to follow on from that to building all the other homes and information about them. So therefore, if we collate that information, there may well be individuals who approach us with information about some of the homes that you've been in.
Right, well, but this would be even more important, you see. I mean, obviously you can't, I'm not asking anybody to give their names as children. I mean, I would like to know all the children in all the homes I was in, right? All the names, right? But what you can look to do and push to do is get the names of all the staff. I think that's feasible.
That could be done.
Yeah.
Well, I know how that could be done. Previously, Helen,
were in Holland tonight when I first lodged the petition, and then INCA started to become involved with me and so on. We viewed SEED files, which is Scottish Education Department. You might wonder how Scottish Education Department has homes, residential children's homes and nursery schools filing within SEED, within Scottish Education Department, but that's just how they filed it. In fact, still residential care comes under the umbrella of SEED. So we viewed many files from different institutions, and that this was within the Scottish Government building over at whatever key it is, over in Leith, I think it is, some area like that, where the main Scottish building, Scottish Government building at Leith. So we viewed these files, right? And I remember seeing countless different homes. So it might be possible for INCIS to ask permission again, considering I don't see why they wouldn't allow us to view them, because we have viewed them before. So it might be an idea, actually. You know, you're quite good at kind of getting the old grey matter going, because it's actually something now that I'm thinking, I'm speaking to you, it might be a good idea of a way of us collating the number of different homes and names of the homes to put in our website, because, and for other reasons as well, that Moira Hawthorne and her team at Strathclyde Uni are actually trying to compile a list, and I might suggest to her that she looks at the SEED files at Scottish Government. So aye, that is a way of finding out the information that you might want, which is the names of staff.
Mainly it's the staff, right? The top of the tree, it's the staff, right? Under below that, it's other children's experiences at the hands of particular members of staff, or even groups.
Certainly they mentioned within some of these SEED files allegations of abuse. Here and there, scattered, there was some reporting of abuse within the institutions that Helen and I had looked at the records of. But yeah, that's an idea, Andy, and I think I might approach Scottish Government again and actually mention to Moira that, well, because she's compiling a list of, for research purposes, all of the homes within the Scottish area. So you've got my brain ticking over, and that's helped with a couple of things, Moira's research, and also for us to have a list on our website of different homes and different sort of histories of the homes. For example, I looked at the website last night, our website, and I noted that Harry had put on a great deal of detail about the history of Quarriers and some of the history of Smilem. So what we're aiming to do is have some kind of history of all of the main stay homes in Scotland. So good idea. Well, I think I'll phone the Scottish Government and ask them to view their files. There's my main line phone, hang on. Andy, can I finish up just now?
I'll just say one thing. But I would like to get back to you in a few minutes.
Yeah, cool. Andy, phone me back. Will you, pal?
Okay.
Andy.